The family of a Chinese woman and her two children, who were among the victims of a tourist boat disaster off the island on Thursday night, are demanding justice, saying the tragedy was caused by human error and could have been avoided. Their call comes as police pressed charges yesterday against the captains of the two ill-fated tour boats that sank off the coast. Our latest toll figures are that 41 are now confirmed dead, 15 are still missing, with hopes fading that they might ever be found. The tour boat Phoenix, carrying 105 people, capsized and sank on Thursday evening in a violent storm. Boats had been warned earlier in the day to stay ashore. Divers, mostly volunteers, were recovering bodies as late as last night. The two captains have reported to police yesterday to acknowledge their charges. The pair are denying the charges and were later released. A committee is being set up to investigate the incidents and will take action against those responsible. So far, police have questioned more than 50 witnesses. A scene of horror confronted divers in the hull of a sunken boat, mothers still holding babies, their bodies suspended in water as the lower lounge of the Phoenix became a tomb in one of Thailand's worst ever sea disasters. As of the news today, at 41 people have been confirmed dead, 15 are still missing. All Chinese tourists after the Phoenix went down in rough seas on Thursday afternoon. After 2 days of intense searching, flickers of hope for the survivors are all but extinguished. 48 passengers and crew, including the captain, managed to flee the sinking ship by jumping into the water or mounting life rafts, but many were trapped in the main lounge as the pleasure boat plummeted 47 metres into the Andaman Sea. Dozens of rescuers, including volunteers and recreational divers, have been scouring the waters for 2 days to the southwest of Phuket, an area known for its reefs. Most of Thailand's diving experts, of course, have been diverted to the north to the rescue operation at the flooded caves in Chiang Rai. This has left volunteers in Phuket leading the grim task of trying to retrieve bodies from the sunken vessel. We don't have any fresh news to report from Chiang Rai, except that last evening there was quite a lot of activity around the cave, including the arrival of ambulances, the erection of privacy screens, and the locking down of the whole cave entrance area, giving many in the media hope that something might be about to happen. At this stage, we currently have nothing fresh to report, except the 13 remain inside, and rescuers are working feverishly to find ways to get them out. Just heading to Japan now, where the death toll from record downpours has jumped to at least 30, that's of yesterday, as torrential rain has devastated many parts of the country. Public broadcaster NHK says the death toll has risen to 49, although the official toll remains at 30. More than 1.9 million people have been ordered to evacuate yesterday as heavy rain continued to strike large areas in the west of the country. Intense rainfall triggered huge landslides and floods in Hiroshima, Okayama, Kyoto, and other regions, while hampering rescue operations, with dozens of people reportedly missing. NHK are currently reporting that there's 50 people currently unaccounted for. And a bad weather alert from the Thai Meteorological Department saying that people in 15 provinces along the coast of the Andaman Sea and the Gulf of Thailand should remain on high alert for possible high waves, inshore surges, heavy rain and flash floods all the way through to the 12th of July. The department's warning that the forecast could lead to isolated heavy rain in the south and possible flash floods. Waves could be up to 3 meters high in the Andaman Sea, according to the forecast. Importantly, there's also a warning saying all vessels should proceed with caution, while small boats should stay ashore.